It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Mornell with KRWG News. Social isolation has increased during the pandemic, and it was a challenge for many seniors even before the public health crisis. Ross Brown with the Texas News Service has more.
Research shows too much social isolation has negative effects on people, and the coronavirus pandemic has worsened the problem. But there are many tactics to help you cope. Social isolation among seniors is common because they live alone after losing a spouse or friend, or have chronic health issues that limit mobility. According to Nancy Wilson with the Baylor College of Medicine, it's important to regularly assess your own anxiety level in this health crisis. While many folks use social media and phone apps to connect, Wilson says reaching out to someone doesn't have to be complicated.
There's a lot of emphasis now on virtual connecting with people, but at the same time, is that a meaningful way? So I've heard a lot of older adults say, I just want to have a simple phone conversation.
Wilson says excessive isolation is known to cause early death from cognitive decline, reduced cardiovascular health, stroke, or depression. She recommends aggressive friendship during this difficult time and hopes many people will know their neighbors better when it's over. AARP Texas Director Tina Tran says nearly 18% of Texans age 50 and over and one quarter of those 65 and older live alone and want to be united with the outside world. To that end, she says AARP has created a new service called Community Connections at connecttoeffect.org.
Connecting volunteers who are willing to be that friendly voice that calls out to people who want to have somebody call them on a weekly basis just to check in, just to see how they're doing.
Wilson adds that COVID-19 has prevented many seniors from attending their regular exercise classes, but it's still possible to schedule a walking date with a daughter or son, friend or neighbor.
And even if you're just walking up and down, you go outside and walk up and down the sidewalk. And I always say walk and talk and put the timer on, 10 minutes, and then maybe you need to rest and then do 10 minutes more.
Texas Health and Human Services has launched a 24/7 statewide mental health support line for those experiencing stress due to the pandemic. It serves both English and Spanish speakers at 1-833-986-1919. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Wearing masks in public is becoming more common. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
More likely than not, you are seeing more people wearing masks in public lately. And some of us are struggling with this. In New Mexico, new public health orders are requiring workers at some businesses to wear masks, but not the general public. Still, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and local health experts have urged people to cover their nose and mouth whenever they go out, saying it will help slow down community spread of COVID-19. Many are following this advice, yet wearing a mask or being out among people wearing masks arouses strong feelings for some. I have listened to survivors of trauma who say being around people with covered faces brings up some of the worst memories and feelings of terror in their lives. I have listened to people argue that mask wearing is a political litmus test. They say the masks are part of a hoax operation contrived to render people fearful. When President Donald Trump visited Arizona on Tuesday, Arizona Republic reporter Brianna Frank tweeted statements she heard from supporters of the president who made a point of taunting her and other journalists covering the visit. The journalists were wearing masks. Frank quoted one man as saying that wearing a mask was, quote, submission. It's muzzling yourself. It looks weak, especially for men, unquote. Ironically, this took place outside a factory that had been converted for producing respirator masks. The president did not wear a mask as he visited workers on the factory floor, and neither did much of his White House entourage. A month ago, after announcing the CDC's recommendation that people wear masks, Trump said he would not be wearing one himself. And Vice President Mike Pence toured the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota last week, greeting doctors and patients without wearing a mask, despite safety protocols. What kind of behavior were these leaders modeling? Do they think it looks weak or unmasculine to wear a mask? I didn't get a man memo about that. Pence later said he didn't wear a mask because he wanted to look people in the eye, suggesting he simply needed help wearing his mask properly. At a more recent appearance, he was wearing one, with his eyes in full view. Because this virus can be spread by people who do not even know they have the virus, prudent guidance tells us wearing a mask helps protect other people more than it protects you. What does open defiance of good judgment demonstrate? Does it point to freedom, strength, character? Epictetus, the ancient Greek Stoic, said that when the wisest course is clear, never be embarrassed to be seen doing it, no matter what people think. If you cover your face to help others be safer, you are showing your best face. You can find me on Twitter at Algernon Writes. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.